This podcast of Seattle Unity Sunday Service is free to you, but it's not free to make. Please remember to hit the donate button so we can continue to bring you great podcasts like this one.
Hello. Welcome to the Seattle Unity Sunday Service live stream. My name is Olivia Hamilton. I know many of you. Hi, air hugs. And I'm here with David Loy on piano. We'll see him later. And we are at our safe and socially distanced Metropolis space. And I'm excited. Today, this Sunday, is so many things. It's the second day of Kwanzaa. So joyous Kwanzaa, if you observe and celebrate that. It's Burning Bowl, which is one of my favorite Unity ceremonies we do. And it is the last Sunday of 2020. Right? Yes. Friends, I didn't think that this year would end. But it is. We're moving into a new year, and that is so exciting because we get to choose individually and collectively what we take into the next year, what we take with us, what energies, what actions, what important work we carry into 2021. We also get to choose what we don't take. We get to choose what we leave. We get to choose what we lay down. I have a list. I don't know about you. So to celebrate that wonderful opportunity, let's go ahead and sing this sing-along. It's called Break Every Chain. I'm sure a lot of you know it. And go ahead and stand up and move around in your space if you like to. I think if you were here when we did this in person, we did this kind of chain-breaking motion, very Wonder Woman. And when you incorporate physical movement into anything you're doing, really, what you do is you're experiencing it on multiple levels, right? So you can experience it with your eyes, with your ears, your nose, I guess. I don't know what your house smells like. But also, if you're moving around, you can really like get into it physically, and it helps internalize that. So it goes like this.
There is power in the name of love. There is power. There is power in the name of love to break every chain, 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 to break every chain. Oh, there is power in the name of love. There is power in the name of love. There is power in the name of love to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. Break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. And there is freedom, oh freedom, in the name of love. There is freedom in the name of love. There is freedom.
And so we come to that moment where we call in the good in the universe collectively. So if you know this opening statement, then say it with me. There is but one presence and one power in my life and in the universe. God the good, omnipotence.
There's a new hope rising.
There's a new hope rising up.
Thank you, Olivia. So we are here this morning to break the chains of 2020 so we may be free to step into 2021. So I want to welcome you and thank you for joining our online and our live stream service from Metropolis. So today we're going to share our vision statement together. We are an accessible and inclusive spiritual sanctuary for all ages and stages of life. We offer spiritual practices and a community that honors diversity and encourages self-empowerment. We co-create a world that works for all, and it is so. So before we go to our video announcements, I just wanted to remind you that if you have some prayer requests, to please type them in the chat box, and then we'll stop at the end of the service and bless those who have requested prayer. I also want to let you know that 10:50, we're going to have a board Q&A. So if you're interested or curious about what board service on the Seattle Unity Board of Trustees requires and the expectations, I'll be available, as will a few board members, to answer those questions. So the fellowship is happening at the same time. So you have a choice. You go to fellowship or board Q&A. That said, let's see the rest of our announcements.
Oh, oh, I got to let go if I want to fly. Let's do that again. Oh, oh. Oh, 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 I got to let go. Got to let it go. Oh, oh, I got to let go. Oh, oh, I got to let go if I want to.
Morning. So as you saw in the announcements, we're having our White Stone ceremony next week. And as most things this year, it's going to be a little bit different. So I need you to do something this week. And that is to go out and find a stone, a special stone, or you might have one at home already. Or perhaps there's a candle. And so I'm going to ask you to find that in advance and bring it with you to the service. It's a little bit like going out on a quest for a buried treasure. And we're going to work with that for our White Stone ceremony next week. I now want to move into a very special part of our service, and that is our chaplain dedication. And so, as we had mentioned in the newsletter, we originally had planned our 2020-2021 chaplain training in April, it got moved to this previous fall, and we did several training sessions over Zoom. And I'm grateful for each and every one of the chaplains that made it such a sacred experience. We have 11 returning chaplains, and we have two emeritus chaplains that are coming back into chaplain service, David Ray and Patricia Flores. And then we have two brand new chaplains, Colleen Hart and Kathleen Bolkin. And so as part of our internal dedication earlier this month, I asked the prayer chaplains for our external dedication to share what prayer chaplaincy means to them. And we have a video of that that's going to be shown, and then following that, a reading from Chaplain Patricia Flores. So now, from the chaplains.
For me, being a prayer chaplain is an honor to share my own spiritual practices through my service to you. Thank you.
To me, being a prayer chaplain means praying with others in order to express my own spiritual divinity.
To me, being a prayer chaplain is actively practicing the presence of the divine. And I've come to realize this is an art form, and that the more I practice, the better I get, the closer to the divine I get, and the more I can bring you into connection with me and the divine. It's sacred and it's joyous.
To me, being a prayer chaplain is an opportunity to walk in my gifts and to accompany members of the congregation in their journey.
Knowing that prayer opens a space for all possibilities, and that miracles occur when we trust in the power and activity of spirit, it is a joy for me to connect with the Seattle Unity community and affirm and know the truth of who we are and our highest and best possibilities.
So the chaplaincy program for me is really just another opportunity for me to be a vessel, a channel in which the divine can work in and through me. And that allows me to be present and hold sacred space for your highest good.
Being a prayer chaplain for me means living in a deeper love in action.
For me, prayer chaplaincy is a commitment to prayer or focus on spiritual intention for myself and in the service of our community.
Prayer chaplaincy offers me spiritual support and the opportunity to care spiritually for others.
This is Lewis Mason. Being a prayer chaplain for me is a fun way of being a service to God and angel, supporting Reverend Karen and the Seattle Unity Church membership. It's a blast.
I'm David Ray, and to me, being a prayer chaplain gives me the chance of being service to the body of the church, and in return, being served by that service.
I'm Susan Waldron. I found this in the Daily Word today, and this is kind of explains my feelings about being a prayer chaplain. I am a source of compassionate understanding. Through listening, I have felt and grown so much by listening to people and praying with them. It has just been a wonder in my life, and I thank you.
For me, spiritual chaplaincy is about a spiritual companionship amidst suffering, celebration, hope, gratitude, and ultimately grace. So together we affirm and reaffirm the love of God and the love of community.
It is an honor and a privilege for me to hold the high watch for my spiritual community and for those I support in chaplaincy, and I am blessed by it.
Prayer chaplaincy to me is this beautiful web of prayer-filled support and connection within our community. The prayer chaplains hold a high watch and a spiritual consciousness that is a strong foundation for Seattle Unity. I am so grateful for this group that has said yes to this sacred service and all those who have ever served as a prayer chaplain in the nearly 20 years of this program here at Seattle Unity. Yes, God, from the bottom of my heart to the depth of my soul. Yes, God.
The Art of Blessing by Pierre Pradervan. To bless means to wish unconditionally and from the deepest chamber of your heart. Unrestricted good for others and events. It means to hallow, to hold in reverence, to behold with awe. That which is always a gift from the Creator. He who is hallowed by your blessing is set aside, consecrated, holy, whole. To bless is to invoke divine care upon, to speak or think gratefully for, to confer happiness upon. Although we ourselves are never the bestower, but simply the joyful witnesses of life's abundance.
This song is called Use Me by Ricky Beckwith Byers. If you know it, go ahead and sing it with us.
Use me, oh God, I stand for you. Here I'll abide as you show me all that I must do. I used to think God was the Son, God is the Son, but God's so much more than the earth or the stars or all of creation. God is Creator.
It was wonderful to see the chaplain program thriving in COVID under the leadership of Diane Robertson. So thank you, Diane. And thank all of you chaplains, every single one of you, for holding this ministry in prayer, for holding our community in prayer during this challenging time. Your service is so welcomed and so valued and so appreciated. So before I begin my talk, I want to make sure that you have the materials for Burning Bowl. So this is a think and do service. This is a participatory service. So if you haven't already, you need to get paper, pen, and then matches or a candle, and then either a bowl or a fireplace or something outside where you can burn what it is you need to release for 2020 at the end of this service. So you can run and get those things because I'll lead you and guide you through that. So here it is. We almost made it. In a few days, it's going to be December 31st, 2020. And this year, like no other, has seemed like it's a decade long, or decades long at the very least. It's been a little like living in a Stephen King novel, I think. And as I look back over 2020, the only thing that I actually gained was weight this year. And I heard somebody say that after years of swearing that she couldn't clean her house because she didn't have the time, 2020 has proven that that's not the reason. And I'm sure she's not the only one. And then I did hear this one. The coronavirus, in a way, has turned us all into dogs because we roam the house looking for food. We're told no if we get too close to strangers. And we're really excited about car rides and walks. Some of the most Googled words of 2020 were the coronavirus, George Floyd, Black Lives Matter, election results, Kobe Bryant, Zoom, Kamala Harris, Beirut, sourdough bread, and Tiger King. And we have found ways to cope with this isolation, primarily through the internet, through FaceTime, through Zoom. I know we've been on Zoom meetings, Zoom retreats, we've had Zoom conferences, Zoom dinners, Zoom holidays. And I know one of the blessings for me is that I've been able to attend classes led by people from around the world. You know, it doesn't matter where anybody is, that you can get together on Zoom. I think that we're seeing a collapse of old structures and ideas. Monuments are toppling. So we're seeing a lot of things just sort of fall right now. Obviously, restaurants, many businesses are going down. We've seen tent cities on the rise in Seattle. And honestly, I think it's going to take years before we really know what the effects are of 2020. You know, it's just going to be, I think it's going to be like this echo that just sort of carries us into the future before we can absorb what this really has been. So 2020 started with, in case you've forgotten, it started with the horrific fires in Australia, and it killed over 500 million animals. And that in itself was enough for 2020. That was so devastating. And then the COVID virus made its first appearance in this country in Kirkland at the Life Care Center. And of course, in the spring, the death of George Floyd at the hands of a policeman in Minneapolis, it led to worldwide protests. Ruth Bader Ginsburg made her transition this year. Murder hornets came to Washington. And of course, let's not forget the wildfires in California, hurricanes, floods, volcanic eruptions, and, well, we had an explosion yesterday in Nashville. So, yes, it's a lot. But hopefully you have found some blessings in this year as well. I know one of the blessings is not sitting in traffic, not spending an hour and a half commuting, especially now with the West Seattle bridge down, that it's given us, you know, some extra time, saved a lot of money by not traveling or buying any clothes because we only have to get dressed from the top up now. There's an incredible sense of quiet that hasn't existed before, so there's time for spiritual practices and walks. And I think, you know, one of the blessings too from this year is an appreciation for just being together and seeing each other. And say you do have legs, you know, there's more to you than just this part. And how we kind of took that for granted. We just took for granted being with each other and being in company. I think that, you know, we now have an appreciation for the importance of a hug and for physical attention, for singing together, for worshiping, for cheering in an arena. You know, all of those things that we have not been able to do. It's like, oh, when I see a movie, it's like, oh, look, that's how the life used to be. That's how the world used to be. So we're going to hold that with the vaccine that it's going to come back again. So if ever a year needed to be burned and transformed, this is the one, because we have been living under a great deal of stress, even if you're home all the time, right? Because there's that question that happens, who's going to get the virus next? And is it going to be me? Is it you? Is it my, one of my loved ones? Is it going to be mild, or am I going to be dead in 2 weeks? I know I'm not the only one who wakes up with those thoughts in the middle of the night, constantly tracking, where was I 2 weeks ago? Who was I around 2 weeks ago? Is everybody still okay? So there's this weird thing about trying to look forward and into the future, knowing that some of our loved ones, including ourselves, may not be here. And I know that many people have reported being very fatigued and tired, you know? So I think it's important that we stop and acknowledge all of the grief that's in the world, all of the loss, all of this change that we've been experiencing, and not just sort of slide through it like, yeah, you know, I mean, currently, the deaths in the U.S. for COVID are over 330,000. Worldwide, it's 1.7 million. And so what I would like for us to do is just take 1 minute of silence, whether you know anyone who has made their transition or not, whether it's from COVID or something else. But so many people have crossed over this year that we need to stop, and we just need to acknowledge and bless them on their journey. And I ask that we specifically bless today Ed Townley and Sada Simran, Colette, and anyone else who comes to mind. So the purpose of a burning bowl ritual is to change consciousness, number one. And there's a story about a wise man in a town, and he had quite a positive influence on his town. And some of his friends came to see him, and they said, you know, you are so wise, and you've done so much, and you're so good. Can you tell us, you know, what is it that you pray for when you pray to God? What do you pray for? And he said, you know, when I was young, when I was just really enthusiastic and I thought, you know, I'm going to do everything, he said, I asked God if he could help me and show me how I could change the world. And then he said, you know, after a while, that seemed kind of like a task that was beyond him. So then he said, I prayed to God and I said, show me how to change my immediate world around me. And his friend said, you know, you've done that. You have done that because you have really helped transform our town, and you have blessed so many people in the world and changed their lives. And he said, yes, but now that I'm old, I've changed my prayer again. And this time my prayer is, help me to change myself. Because it is when we change ourselves that we then can influence and change the world around us. It is then when we can influence and change the world at large. So that's one of the things that we do here in this burning bowl ritual. It's a way to release the past, and it marks a new beginning. So I'm going to, again, lead you through a meditation for this, but basically, I want to make sure you got your paper and your pen and a place to burn that's safe, and maybe a fire extinguisher nearby. But the idea with the burning is that you just write down everything that you want to release. Now, you don't have to be detailed about it. Like, you don't have to say, I want to let go of so-and-so because they said this and then I did that. And it's like, no, just one word to kind of capture something that you want to release. And it's really important that when you're writing, you don't stop and reread it, because you're releasing it and you're letting go. So, and then we'll come and we'll burn it together. So what I'd like you to do right now, before I lead you into meditation, is to write at the top of the paper, I now release these errors. So if you would write that, I now release these errors. I now release these errors. And so before you write, I'm going to invite you just to turn your attention within. I'm just taking a deep breath. And let's just take a moment to review personally this year of 2020. So what was, in your own personal life, the most challenging thing that you experienced this year? It may or may not be COVID related. And what was an unexpected blessing? Something joyful, something filled with love that came into your life this year. And I'd like you for a moment to just imagine seeing yourself in the month of January last year. This year, and then where you are right now. What's the biggest personal change from January to December for you? What was your lesson this year? What did you learn? What is something that you know that you didn't know when this year began? And at the top of your page, of your paper, I'd invite you to pick three words that describe this year for you. Three words. And now I'm going to invite you to just begin writing even more. Writing those things that you want to let go of, that are holding you back from being the best you that you can be. So what are those habits? What are those thoughts? what needs to be released so that it is not carried into 2021. And I'm going to be quiet for about a minute and just allow you to continue writing. And as you continue writing, you may turn your thoughts also to the world, maybe to our country, to those things that need to be released on a global and a national level. So as you are so moved, I invite you to release and write that as well. Take about 15 more seconds, 30 more seconds to finish, knowing you can always go back and do more. And now if you would move to your burning bowl, whether it's your fireplace or you're outside or you have something like this, and I invite you to take your paper. And so as we're burning, I want you to be conscious and to watch your paper burn, knowing that it's being transformed into a new form of energy. And also as the smoke rises, and hopefully your smoke detector won't go off, but as the smoke rises, imagine that it's those thoughts that you want to release and let go of, and they're moving up and away. So if you would hold your paper up with me, or papers, it's important to kind of keep them bigger because they burn better. I now release these errors. So together, rip it. I now release these errors. I loose them and I let them go. I now release these errors. And so as we burn, there's the affirmation, which is divine love consumes these errors, and the energy is being reused in a new and better form. And coming back again, seeing the paper burn, ouch. And divine love consumes these errors. The energy is being reused in a new and better form. And I'll say it again. Divine love consumes these errors. The energy is being reused in a new and better form. I am free from the mistakes of the past and the results of the mistakes of the past. I am free. I am unlimited. And as we know, now that we've created space, this space must be filled or the old comes back again. So please join Diane next Sunday to write your word for 2021 on a special stone.
Was a time in my life I thought I had to do it all for myself. I didn't know that the grace of God was sufficient. I didn't know the love of God . But now I can say, if you are discouraged and struggling just to make it through another day, you've got to let it go. Let it all go. And this is what you got to say. I release and I let go. I let the spirit from my life. And my heart is open wide. Yes, I'm only here for God. No more struggle, no more strife. With my see the light, I am free in the spirit. Yes, I'm only here for God. I release and I let go. I let the spirit from my life. And my heart is up and wide. Yes, I'm only here for God. No more struggle.
Thank you, Olivia.
If you enjoyed the Seattle Unity Sunday service, please hit the donate button so we can bring you even more uplifting music and messages. Or join us in person Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. You can find directions and information about all our programs, classes, services, and events at www.seattleunity.org. Or find us on Facebook, where we post all our readings, links to more podcasts, and sermon videos. Seattle Unity, celebrating, inspiring, and deepening our individual and collective spiritual journeys.